Mass shootings continue to plague the country. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Wade, associate professor of sociology at Occidental College, considers whether these tragedies are being used as a new form of protest.
According to the Harvard School of Public Health, mass shootings have been on the rise for decades, increasing even in the last 5 years. What are we seeing? Is it just an increase in violence, or could it be a new behavior recognized as a way to express a political objection? To the horror of almost all of us, I'm afraid mass murder may be becoming a recognizable form of protest for the violent few. To register an objection to something about the world, protesters need to engage in an action that other people recognize as a form of protest. Strikes, rallies, and sit-ins, for instance, are all recognizable ways to stake a political claim. The sociologist Charles Tilly argued that this is the society's repertoire of contention. Activists have a stock of actions to draw from when they want to make a statement. A culture's repertoire of contention constantly evolves, and not always in ways we like. And perhaps mass murder is joining ours. Dylan Roof, for example, wanted to register his discontent with racial equality. Abortion opponent Robert Louis Deer stormed a Planned Parenthood. Omar Mateen killed to express his disgust for homosexuality. And Gavin Long communicated his sense of rage and helplessness in the face of Black Death by killing police. We may never know why some resort to violence, but in these cases, each of the aforementioned men thought, "What can I do to get my point across?" And mass murder came to mind. The terrifying part is that once protest tools become part of the repertoire, they're diffused across movements and throughout society. It's no longer just civil rights activists who use the sit-in. Any and all activists do. And if mass murder has become an obvious way to make a political point, we can expect more and more of it in the future.
That was Lisa Wade of Occidental College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.